The wow word today is words. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, writes in Proverbs chapter 15, "A gentle response diffuses anger, but a sharp tongue kindles a temper fire. Kind words heal and help, cutting words wound and maim. Congenial conversation, what a pleasure! The right word at the right time is simply beautiful." And lastly, God can't stand evil scheming, but he puts words of grace and beauty on display. Words are the central means of communication for all of humanity, regardless of language, culture, or people group. Needless to say, that every one of us has either been hurt or has hurt others by communicated words. Somebody once wrote, "The quality of conversation matters for healthy family life, community life, and work life, perhaps also for church life." This man goes on to say that conversation is essential to our enjoyment and growth as people, let alone as Christian disciples. The power of the tongue in speech is awesome. It has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The tongue is a fire, which left unguarded can and will corrupt the whole body and set the whole course of life on fire. Therefore, we need to watch the words that we utter and control our speech, or it, the tongue, will control us. Jesus, who we must remember is to be our master, said in Matthew 12, "How do you suppose what you say is worth anything when you are so foul-minded? It's your heart, not the dictionary, which gives meaning to your words. A good person produces good deeds and words season after season. An evil person is blight on the orchard. Every one of these careless words is going to come back to haunt you. There will be a time of reckoning. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation." Jesus Christ, our Lord, if we're Christians, took words extremely seriously, and so must we. So, what is a right use of the tongue in speech? We are to use our words to nourish others, to encourage and lift them up. For as Proverbs 10 verse 21 says, "The tongue of the righteous is choice silver. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet in the soul and healing to the bones." We find that if we give an apt reply, we will find joy and discover the goodness and healing a timely word brings. But we are not to speak glibly and hypocritically, but with truth, sincerity, and love. So, how can we guard its use? By asking the Holy Spirit to watch over our lips and to set a guard over our mouth, according to the psalmist in Psalm 141 verse 3. It's a measure of wisdom to speak words when required, and also with discernment. Any foolish person can speak words all the time, but sometimes there is a need for silence, for even then, foolish people are thought to be wise. Often we are told to be quick to speak and slow to listen, but as Christian disciples, we are to do the opposite. We are to be slow to speak and quick to listen, according to James 1 verse 19. Yet again, our example of Jesus. People, according to Luke 4 verse 22, were utterly amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. Yet at other times, they were astonished at the authority of his words. Jesus always used discernment in what he had to say and how he had to say it. Sometimes he spoke in anger, particularly rebuking the oppressive religious leaders. Jesus spoke with exasperation with his disciples when they showed no clue about what he had been talking about. But his words also healed, such as to the woman caught in adultery, when he used discernment and wisdom. Jesus actively encouraged others gently towards paths of right living. Jesus spoke words lovingly to his mother, Mary. Jesus spoke words of kindness, even while he hung dying on the cross during his last moments before death. Jesus, he is to be our guide and our master in the use of speech, thoughts, and words. Perhaps there's a lesson for the church here.
How's that for a wow word?